This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Podcast. Let's check in with Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist. Joe, you're like a big kid out there today.
Yeah, well, try it. You know, that's what I call me being fake for TV purposes.
Oh, my goodness. It looks so genuine with the sound off. I'm so disappointed right now. I told Nancy before, I said, he looks like he's having so much fun. I want that job. I just don't know anything about meteorology.
Yeah. But
illusion,
you don't like
shadow.
He was pretending.
Hey, I am an educator for 30 years, a TV guy. You got to turn it up. You know, you got to turn it up and do what you can to keep people entertained. I don't like snow at all. I don't like cold wind, but trying to make the most of it. Had a good time this morning. Yep.
Joe, I feel like I was 9-year-old Jason, and the Iron Sheik said, "I love Hulk Hogan. We're buddies outside of the ring." This is horrible. I don't know what's happening. What happened with this storm? We're hearing
all different like kind of totals, but honestly most of it's pretty small. And what's going to happen the rest of the day? That's what people want to know.
You got it. I got all that. I'd like to bring up this point though, because remember last we started talking about this Wednesday, Thursday into Friday, of course. What we have to do is always remember this thing in science called confirmation bias. Is people remember the hits and they forget the misses.
Yeah.
So all of those Facebook posters, these people with no science background who make snow totals and they bring the whole system down, we have to right now, and the Farmer's Almanac, I'll throw that in, we have to always right now make a big deal out of their gigantic misses and how they're fools. So then it diminishes what they say in the future, okay? Should we do that at least?
I mean, if you'd like to, sure. We'll let you.
What do you mean if you'd like to? They were wrong. They were way off.
They were wrong. Yeah, they were way off, and it was almost like they're not objective because they all seem to want it to be bad, and that is not what you're supposed to do when you're forecasting. It's not supposed to be about
what
you
want. No, that's exactly it, and that's what they use social media, and it bothers me because I see their lies that they're spinning, and they're just trying to, you know, it's almost like a paparazzi. They just like the drama, and they like all the attention they get, and it's just all lies. So we have to bring out their lies so in the future their efforts are diminished. We said all along this would be about a 4 to 8 inch snow, and that's pretty much what it is in most of the area. There's always going to be a little outlier or two. Here in our backyard, we had 3 inches up till midnight and then an inch after midnight. Now, there's been pockets of 6, 7, 8 inches because on the backside of these storms, you start getting the showery snow, and all it takes is one of those showers, like in the summer, to be over you, and then just 2 miles away, nothing. So we had a dry slot move in last night at about 2-3 in the morning that shut off the snow and then brought in warmer air and some mist and drizzle mixing with the snow. So snow totals were fairly low since 2 in the morning. But right now, as the storm lifts on out, it's going to start to fill in that dry slot. And what that means between now and noon, 1, 2, 3 o'clock, you get occasional showers of snow. There still could even be some wet flakes and maybe even a rain shower mixing in. But this will be an additional inch or two in most spots through the morning and afternoon. I tell you what, temperatures really shot up last night as predicted. They're now above freezing in much of the area, and that's good news, too. No one likes to shovel and plow with a howling wind in 15 degrees. But what we get is temperatures in the mid-30s today, and that'll help a lot of the main roads stay dry. And even the side roads, once their snow is moved, things are going to vastly improve. So if you have to go somewhere today, go ahead, baby. Conditions are not so bad. We have a lot of people coming to work here for the 8, 9 o'clock shift, and they're, hey, how are the roads? Hey, how are the roads? Not bad, not bad, Snedeker, not bad. So these people are driving around now and saying not too bad, and that'll be the rest of the day today. Overnight tonight, a flurry 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny, cold, breezy. But, hey, 28, that's typical January stuff. Maybe a flurry up north. Wednesday's going to be the warmest day of the week, about 38, partly sunny to cloudy. Maybe a rain or snow shower Wednesday night, not a big deal. Behind that front, it gets cold again. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back down to 20 to 25 by day, and overnight lows in the single digits from Friday probably through the weekend. Another storm is going to graze the coast this Saturday morning. All indications are that that's will stay south, but I always like to just mention that as an outlier. So there's really nothing happening after today for the rest of the week except a shot of cold air coming on in, and that's good news that we don't have to worry about no more snow.
You're saying that on Saturday we could have the people on Facebook freaking out about another big storm.
Are they already doing that? They're doing that already?
No.
She's asking if that's going to happen.
I said now that's probably going to happen. But no, I got you. And you know what? It makes your job more difficult because then you have to keep answering people who keep telling you how bad it's going to be. So good job. You nailed it. And that's a lot of information that you just imparted to people and good stuff.
Yeah, I have a friend who's a cardiologist, and he tells me that's the way of the world anymore. He said a lot of his patients, he's seen this change in the last 20 years. He no longer tells them his medical advice. They come in and they spout out their medical advice to him that they read on Facebook and on the internet. Everyone thinks they're an expert now. You have to listen to the experts. What you get on Facebook and social media and the internet is not filtered. You're hearing everybody's junk.
I think with doctors, you know, there was those commercials that started probably 20 years ago where they ended it with this: ask your doctor if blank medicine is right for you. And people took it as that medicine's important for me. I need to make sure my doctor knows I want it. And some doctors gave in. You know, some doctors, sure, take that. You don't need it, but go ahead.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being, you know, understanding and realistic that some people know more than you. It's not you, okay? It is you if you can't. It is your problem if you can't accept the fact that someone might be smarter than you.
And Joe, I have a question for you. Do you think this is a fair analogy? If you compare, I know you're not a sports guy, but there are sports experts out there who will start a football season and predict who's going to win the Super Bowl. And that's a big thing for them. You're more of like a play-by-play guy. You're not trying to get it right. You just want to call it as it's happening and as you see it, right?
I'm a truth seeker in all aspects of my life. And I always use this analogy. If all of us were on a Boeing 747, if they even make them anymore, I'm just saying a commercial jet, right? And someone opened the doors in the pilot's room and said, oh, my God, both pilots are dead, and we're flying in cruise control, and we have to land this thing. Does anyone here know what to do? What if one guy raised his hand and said, oh, my God, I happen to be a pilot. Yes, I can fly this. You wouldn't listen to what the priest is saying, or the plumber, or the lawyer, or the guy who runs a bar. You're going to listen to the only guy in the whole place who knows how to fly a plane, right?
Yeah, I've seen Airplane too. That's pretty much.
So why would you care what anyone else's opinion is? Go to the experts. That's who you want to land that plane.
It's so true.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason. Podcast.